Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Ran Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. Welcome back, everybody. Hopefully the start to your week was amazing, and we're just ready to giddy on up for the rest of the week. How are we doing today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good. It's nice out in New York.
It's beautiful. Dandy.
Don't have, I feel like I had so much to share on Monday about life, that, and now I got nothing.
Oh.
It's been one night.
Right. Well, that's true. We watched The Bachelor last night, and we had a lot to talk about with that, with Trent, that is on this podcast, and we'll get into that. But first,
guys,
just want to say thank you to our presenting sponsor, Dunkin'. Dunkin' has us covered with our medium to large coffees with $1 donuts, as well as many other deals. We've been munching. I obviously...
We started with 3 donuts.
We did. Trent ate a donut. I had half of this donut. Obviously, when Dunkin' donuts are in front of your face, you have to eat them. And you also have to buy them for $1 when you get your medium or large coffee.
Exactly. And if you're feeling something a little savory, you could go with one of the stuffed bagel minis for $2 or a sausage, egg, and cheese for $3. You just add it to your coffee order. It's that easy. Why would you not do that? The answer is, of course, a yes. If you're buying the coffee to throw in a little treat for you, whatever you're in the mood for. So like we said, it is a medium or larger coffee. This is a limited time offer with the purchase of medium or larger coffee. Exclusions and terms apply. Participation may vary, but it is time for a $1, $2, or $3 Dunkin' run.
Run to Dunkin', go get it. Yeah, it's only been a day since we've chatted with you guys, and we had a lot to talk about.
Not a lot from the weekend.
Bachelor was last night, so we talked a lot
about The Bachelor. Bachelor's gotten everybody a little fired up. This was a little episode. I'm not even, like, for us, yes, but also I just felt like for Bachelor Nation as a whole, kind of woke everybody up a little bit.
Yeah, because the season has been in a lull.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when it gets to the end, you're like, well, what's going to happen? So we
felt like there was much more action on Twitter.
It was, yeah. So we talk all about that. And yeah, there really isn't any life updates going on. It's been one day. So let's get into the...
I haven't done anything new.
No, let's get into the rest of the show then.
We got this jar, which we talked about with Trent already.
You
know, sometimes I'll give people some inside baseball here, but sometimes we record the podcast straight through, intro, topics, all the way through in order. Sometimes when we have Trent, we do Bachelor and then we go back and do the intro, which is what we're doing right now.
Yes, we are rewinding backwards.
So we've
talked about it.
Already forgot that we talked about that already when Trent was in here 45 minutes ago.
Yes. So let's get into the rest of the podcast. Quick topics. We're going to be talking about the Vanderpump Rules mid-season trailer, which was dynamite,
yeah,
obviously. Anne Hathaway is starring in a new movie where she plays a pop star. And Amanda Bynes,
tough.
Very sad news about Amanda Bynes. She is being placed on a psychiatric hold. Not great for Amanda Bynes. And we have a big recap with Trent and some discussion about some
lengthy
things. It went lengthy.
Yeah, I actually might put a little trigger warning for bodily fluids.
Yep.
On the Bachelor recap. I blame all of us, but Noah just a little bit extra.
I blame myself.
Yeah.
And Noah.
Yeah.
I blame us both.
Well, so we were just both being honest.
You know.
And sometimes that happens, and the conversation went...
We were laughing, but it may have gone a little too
far. It went a little too far, and that will be discussed. So let's get into the topics. Vanderpump mid-season trailer has dropped, and oh boy, the rest of the season is going to be glorious, and we are getting everything that we have been waiting for. We got a sneak peek into the Sandoval and Ariana conversation. Sandoval is just a freaking can't take any blame. He said, I wish we both would have tried harder. Just the classic blaming Ariana. Mm-hmm. Ariana said she hopes he dies. And
that is
a hurt woman. That is somebody who is severely hurt.
My jaw hit the floor at the silent when they didn't play a sound for it. but you could just see her scream. It was like a second, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that she's obviously clearly very upset. And we see Sheena, you know, it's a full-blown love affair. We see Schwartz mention something about an open relationship, saying open relationships are tough, which, once again, I thought they did not have an open relationship. Once again, this is also just a little blip in a trailer, so no idea what he's talking about there.
I do think, like, if we go back to the preseason trailer, the Raquel and Tom Schwartz drama was a lot of it, but then also a lot of it was, like, oh, I heard Sandoval and Ariana have an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly that, like, that all happened pre the world finding out about Raquel. So I think there were some parts of it that is like, oh, they're talking about this, but Ariana still doesn't know about Raquel. Because, like, I think there were rumors like, oh, they have an open relationship, that was already a part of the season. And now they added on, like, obviously the extra things and that conversation and between Tom and Ariana. And I feel like also that part where Sheena was like, I had a lot of rage in me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I do feel like a lot of those things feel so dramatic because of the context we know it in now. But I think they were filmed about other stuff, you know?
Yeah. Ariana had tweeted before that they are not in an open relationship. She said, we're not in an open relationship. I'm not that cool.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of confusion around there. And seemingly
in a pool with somebody?
Yeah, if Sandoval is going around saying he's in an open relationship and Ariana's like, no, we don't. Clearly so, because he was cheating on her with Raquel. Today or yesterday, Brianna Dierdick, Rob Dierdick's wife, came out on Instagram saying she got a late autism diagnosis.
Mm.
And Raquel commented saying that she can relate. And so now everyone's talking about that, being like, is this the avenue Raquel is now going down? It may be true.
Going to blame her actions on this?
Is she going to blame her recent actions on the fact that she is autistic and did not know?
Interesting. It was a comment from her account.
Yes, she commented that she can relate.
She hasn't posted anything besides that apology, right? On her Instagram or anything?
No,
yeah,
but
so
she commented this that she can relate. So everyone was like, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Vanderpump, I know that we have been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. And if you don't watch, it's probably a lot. But, like, they're the only people bringing the heat right now. Mm-hmm. There's not that much craziness going on.
No.
But the drama that Vanderpump continues to bring has been nonstop.
People are focused on Vanderpump.
I know.
Even the other celebrities are focused on Vanderpump. They're not worried about, they're like, we are going to take a break because Vanderpump's got us covered right now.
Did you see the comments by celebs, the David Spade comment?
No.
It was very funny. That's comments by comments by celebs. David Spade posted a picture from the Vanity Fair party and he wrote, went to the Vanity Fair party to try and crack the VPR scandal. Got a few clues. More to come. And somebody commented, that's so cool. What the fuck is VPR? And David Spade wrote back, bank that collapse. A good joke. Very funny from David Spade. But it's like, it is like what everybody is still talking about. And kudos to those Bravo editors, man. They put together a great trailer.
It was an awesome trailer. There's so many things that come out. People said that Raquel, Ariana, and Sandoval had a threesome, and then Sandoval pursued Raquel after that,
right?
Which has people confused because they're like, all right, well, they had a threesome, and then he's pursuing it. The details of Ariana and Sandoval's relationship, I think, are very up in the air. Still does not excuse any of Sandoval's behavior.
As soon as you take Ariana out of the equation, that's a problem.
Yeah, it doesn't excuse Sandoval's behavior and him trying to blame it on Ariana, that they would have treated each other better. Ariana also said in the trailer that they only have sex 4 times a year. She feels like she's having sex with a stranger. So clearly their relationship has not been well for some time, and they were playing the charade of a happy couple and they were going on.
Sandoval, don't be a fucking coward. And it's some, like, if that's how you feel,
break up with her.
Break up.
Yeah, you gotta break up.
Yeah.
You just gotta have some balls and break up with her. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Great trailer. Can't wait to watch the rest of the season. Anne Hathaway, who honestly I think is being talked about more and more lately.
Much. I feel like she's had a fashion revival.
Yeah, like she just looks great. She's showing up to the fashion shows. She is going to be playing a pop star in a new movie.
Yeah, and I have been a noted Anne Hathaway
hater.
Hater, I guess, is really, like, I was just always, like, kind of on her.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, love Princess Diaries. That goes without saying. But it was just more, like, behind-the-scenes stories and such. But she really is having a moment, and she's had one all year, really, I feel like, since after doing press for the like the WeWork show and all those things she did. It was just, she's done, walked these carpets. She's been at these fashion shows. Like, her fashion game has been up there for sure. And now she's going to star in a movie for A24, which I feel like has just makes bangers these days. Mm-hmm. It's going to be called Mother Mary, and she is going to be playing a pop star. It'll be following a fictional musician and her relationship with an iconic fashion designer who is going to be played by Michaela Cole. And the music is going to be written and produced by Jack Antonoff and Charlie XCX. So the music's probably going to be fantastic.
The music sounds like it's going to be really good.
And I'm curious,
just a,
like,
cool role for Anne,
yeah,
Hathaway.
I'm curious, like, what Anne Hathaway's role, how involved she'll be in the music side of it, because we know she can sing.
Whatever happened to the movie she was going to do with the like, that was inspired by the Harry Styles?
Shout out
fan,
Ella Enchanted.
Oh,
it's made. She made it.
Is it coming?
I think they finished filming it.
But it didn't come out yet.
It is not out yet. That movie is with the guy from Purple Hearts, with Sophia Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas Galveston, I believe. He's playing the pop star. That, I don't know why I'm spacing on what the name of that is when I have read that book. It is, why is it not on her IMDb? Oh, upcoming. That's why. The Idea of You. It's called The Idea of You. And The Idea of You, I don't know if there's they definitely finished filming, because I follow Nicholas on Instagram and he was posting while they were filming. It on July 1st, 2023. This movie is coming out. This movie is based on a book where a guy in a boy band, like you said, play off Harry Styles. It's like literally Harry Styles fan fiction. Mm-hmm. A mother takes her daughter to a show. Mother meets the band, has a connection with the Harry Styles type character.
Great idea for a movie.
And they have a connection, and they, you know, basically kind of like run together.
I see Anne Hathaway in this role. Great idea for a movie.
Yeah. It's gonna be very interesting. The book, like, goes both ways, I will say, like, reaction wise. People really like this book or really hate this book.
They think it's creepy.
Yeah. Like, how, but obviously
how
it's had
old
a,
is
an,
the boy
a big
band
enough fan reaction that they made a fucking movie out of it starring,
right,
Anne Hathaway.
Is the boy band member, like, of age? Of course.
Yeah, yeah. 20, like.
Okay.
I think. The Idea of You, I'm going to see if they, it's by this woman, Robin Lee.
My initial reaction is, I think it's a good movie.
Right, right. I mean, why would you
it's
not?
It's a movie. It's,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
real.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And it's literally,
it's just a funny idea for a story.
It was a
head.
Big, you know, just like how, like, with It Ends With Us blowing up.
Yeah.
And now, like, especially COVID, like, lockdown time, and they're now they're making a movie. Same kind of thing with this one. It was very, like, I think really got picked up a lot during that time. Like, mm-hmm. A lot of people were reading it during then.
Hey, maybe I'll pick it up.
I'm trying to find. Yeah, you would like this one, I think. Like, I'm trying to find out.
I'm a reader now, no big deal.
There was, yeah. She's reading Verity, guys.
I'm in the process of reading Verity.
Be very proud of her. August. Oh, wait. So that is, he's up to 20. Wow, I'm surprised I remember that so accurately. August Moon is his name.
Classic rock star name.
Yes. Yeah. So that'll be July. That'll be July 1st. But Anne Hathaway is definitely like involved in a lot of stuff.
She is having a moment. People are talking about it. I've never been an Anne Hathaway hater.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard stories about Anne Hathaway. So
yeah.
I'm curious as to ones you've heard.
Just kind of like I guess maybe not over the top.
I've never felt strong opinions about Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I
mean, I like her.
I think like she would just do these interviews that would just rub me the wrong way, you know?
I'll have to look back.
Yeah. But I will say I will say that feeling has changed for me, I would say. And I've liked a lot of the stuff that she's done. And if we do go forward with a Princess Diaries reboot or something of some sort, third movie, whatever they have been discussing, would also love to see that. So, and I'm curious to see what she will be singing, if she is fully singing in this role for this movie. Shout out Ella Enchanted,
mm-hmm.
where she just, I mean, Princess Diaries, there's moments as well, but Ella Enchanted was a full great ending to that movie. Find me somebody to love.
I played Ella in...
Yes.
It's hard to explain the details. Whatever. Anyways.
Ella Enchanted.
Amanda Bynes. I know
Ella Enchanted was...
My
friends were like so sassy, like... Honestly, it was a crazy thing to be upset about, and it shows the, you know, people I was friends with when I was really young, but we were all readers. Like, we really did all like books, and I'm trying to think. I think it was Claire. I'll have to circle back with her. She'll remember, obviously. But one of my other friends, when Ella Enchanted, the movie came out, was like, she can't come because she didn't read the book.
Wow, that's bold. You guys bullied people who didn't read.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. Damn.
Oh, it was crazy.
That's cold.
So you can't come see this movie with me until you watch the book, until you read the book.
I'm sorry. I'll pick up Ella Enchanted on my way home.
I actually think you, we were just discussing books for you to read, and I do think
I like the idea of this one. And knowing that it'll be a movie, so maybe I'll get that one. Mm-hmm. But moving on, Amanda Bynes, who we haven't heard about in a while.
And I thought we were hearing, like, we haven't been hearing anything, but I thought that was, like, a sign of good things,
and
you know?
It was not, because apparently she has been placed on a psychiatric hold for 72 hours. She was found wandering the streets of L.A. Actually, I saw some TikToks of people who ran into her, and they were walking with my girl Amanda, say, what up, Amanda? And Amanda was like, what up? And, like, it was a weird feeling watching those videos, knowing the state she was in. And I hope those people took care of her. She knew she was having an episode and called herself.
Right, or she was coming like out of it.
Yes, and she realized that and
called 911.
She called herself, and now she's being placed on a hold, and hopefully she will get the help that she needs. But really sad stuff, and who knows what it's related to or how she got there, but...
I mean, good sign that she called.
Yeah, this just breaks my heart, though, because I think that she obviously, she has been open about her mental health struggles, and, like, she did, like, it did feel like things were, that she was okay, and that, like, I saw reports, like, a couple weeks ago that I think she was supposed to appear at 90s Con. They did like some big convention with like all the shows, and that she was supposed to be on like an All That panel or something like that. And I think that was supposed to be over this past weekend, and obviously that she was not there. And I feel like I had seen like, oh, Amanda Bynes not at 90s Con, and then this came out, which is just sad. And like you said, like clearly, hopefully she is in a state now where she can be taken care of. She was under a conservatorship for a long time, but I did see something that was like, that's not something that they're thinking about currently. It's just that they're trying to take care of her. A source close to Amanda told TMZ that she's currently hospitalized and will likely continue to receive care for several days.
really sad stuff. Hopefully everything's okay with Amanda Bynes. We are rooting for her to be happy and healthy and
She skipped 90s con last minute is what Keenan and Kel said.
Right. Not great news. I saw a clip. This doesn't have to do with Amanda Bynes, but has to do with Nickelodeon, that Nicole went on Christy Carlson Romano's podcast. Christy Carlson Romano, if you remember her from Even Stevens. Nicole from Zoe 101. Went on Christy Carlson Romano's podcast.
Yes,
told a story about Dan Schneider yelling at her, saying, the show is called Zoe 101, not Nicole 101, or Nicole 101, and said, nobody here likes you. And that was the moment where Nicole ran to her mom and said, we need to get out of here.
Yeah.
I need to be off the show. And her mom was like, all right, I'm going to protect you. Like, we'll leave. And just horrible to know that this is what these kids went through at such a young age. And horrible that, if you weren't the star of the show, you were treated like you were a piece of shit. Meanwhile, we all, supporting cast makes up the show. You know, you can have a starring role, but you need a supporting cast, right?
Yeah, well, that guy's an absolute shit.
He's just horrible, horrible person.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, it was interesting to see two young women who were on shows when they were even younger talking about the crazy stuff that they dealt with.
Yeah, she's been talking to a few. I feel like I've seen a bunch of podcast clips of her.
She went on Victoria Garrick's podcast a while ago. Yeah. And apparently Demi Lovato is making a documentary on Hulu about child stars and what they went through. And it'll be interesting to see who Demi Lovato gathers for that, because clearly she knows a lot of child stars and can speak to her own experiences more than anybody else.
Right. And some people have had... everybody's experience was different, obviously.
Some people have great experiences. Yeah. Some people have horrible experiences. Some people have, right down the middle, good and bad.
Yep.
So that would be a very interesting documentary.
Definitely.
There's been reports of that. So I'm hoping that's true, because that'll be just interesting to learn and to know and to get to know these people better and what they've been through. But rooting for the best for Amanda Bynes, and hopefully she's getting the help that she needs.
I hope so, too.
Game Time is the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Game Time is a ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows, and they guarantee the lowest prices. They crack the code on how to score deals on last-minute tickets. Everybody in this group has used Game Time to get to shows.
Love Game Time.
Most recently, Noah went to John Mayer for Game Time.
I'm going to the Michigan State game Thursday.
Fran's going to the Michigan State game thanks to Game Time. I think I'm going to hit those Drake concerts in the summer thanks to Game Time. So Game Time will have your back as well. The purchase process is so quick and easy. And once you buy your tickets, they're delivered directly to your phone. No printer needed. The app also allows you to easily share tickets with friends via text, so you can get into the game seamlessly. Not meet me here, meet me there. Where are we all going to walk in together? You just send your friend the ticket. Boom, you walk right in. Download the Game Time app or go to the website, enter your email, and redeem code CHICKS for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Time to get into the Bachelor recap. We're here with Trent Ryan. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being back. We're excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We got a jar sent to us.
We did.
It's a good looking jar.
From a lovely lady named Hannah, who made this, and it says, Trent's jar for broken promises, which is dark.
Promises is intense.
Yeah. There's a picture of Trent. There's a chick. And there's a rose.
Do I owe any money to it right now?
That's what I was just about to ask.
Sarah would know.
$10?
$10?
Sarah, okay. Trent owes $10.
Can anybody break a 20?
No, we'll just take that.
I might have a 10.
I actually might. I might
really?
Too.
Oh, wow.
Anybody got change?
Who's got change for 20?
Change for 20, anybody. Change for 20, Noah. You got change.
I got 5.
Hey,
now.
Sarah. Oh, wow. Way to go.
All right.
Into the jar.
Into the jar. Come on now. Figure it out.
Come on, use those muscles.
There we go. Boom.
Wait, you put the 10 in, you give the 20 to Sarah.
I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry, I did that wrong. That was wrong. There we go. Thank you, Sarah.
Boom.
There you go. All right.
Broken promises.
Broken promises.
Last night's episode of The Bachelor was really good, guys.
It was. It was drama-filled.
It was drama-filled because Zach just shot himself in the foot. That entire episode wouldn't have had any drama besides your normal fantasy suites, will they, won't they, because he decided to make a rule for himself that he was not going to have sex during sex week, which we are now, I guess, calling it. Never something that hasn't been done before, but sex week.
I had not heard that before.
It's because Zach said it in the preview, okay. Like one line. He was like, oh, it's sex week.
Zach was so horny that he made a rule on himself not to be horny.
Yeah.
You know, like he was calling it sex week himself and then was like, no sex, no sex.
Right. It was like, I understood the principle of it, you know. It was like, I could pretend. I feel like he is so confused on, or maybe he was so confused on what girl he was going to end up with. It wasn't like in his mind there was a clear winner yet, where he's like, I will try, I don't know who it's gonna be, so I'm not gonna have sex with anybody, because if I end up with somebody that I didn't have sex with, I'm gonna have to tell them. I feel like he was very worried about that aspect of it. Like, he was really focused on like, well, if I have sex with somebody, I'm gonna have to tell everybody, which is exactly what happened.
Right. I think the rule itself is fine, but it's not if you don't execute it.
Right, right, right.
Like, if it's a little strange to be like, it's fantasy suite weeks, but I'm not going to have sex with anybody. You can make that rule, but if you don't follow the rule, then none of it makes sense.
Yeah.
And you set yourself up for complete and total failure.
And to look like an idiot face.
Big idiot time face idiot is a face. Good way.
Yeah.
Good way to describe
stinks
it.
Stinks on ice, idiot face.
Yeah. It
was the first part?
Stinks on ice.
I've never heard that.
I haven't either.
You've never heard stinks on ice?
Never heard stinks on ice?
What does that mean? Like, where does that come from?
It's like, oh, that guy stinks on ice. Or stinks out loud.
Stinks out loud.
Stinks on ice, I used to say stinks all the time as a kid.
Is it from a movie?
Stinks on ice.
Yeah, like, what does that
I
mean?
I have no idea. I said it all the time as a kid. All
right.
I've heard it before.
Man, that stinks on ice.
Yeah.
Stinks out loud, for sure.
Stinks, yeah. Go with stinks on ice next time. I will. See the way it pops.
Okay.
Stinks on ice, Urban Dictionary. A stupid way of saying this sucks.
Well, yeah, but it's just like, where
like,
does that come from?
Damn, this stinks on ice. I don't know. Where does any slang come from?
I feel like most, you could be like, oh, all right, that makes sense.
Most little sayings have origin stories.
Where did stinks on ice come from?
Like, what would even stink on ice?
Zach?
I don't know how to pronounce this word. Etymology, from the notion that if organic matter smells bad, yeah, even when on ice, then it must truly be rotten.
Yep.
There you go.
There you go.
See, that I like.
Reference to something that stinks so bad that even ice can't kill the smell.
I was picturing someone on ice skates, so that clarified it for me. All right.
I was thinking about shrimp on ice.
Oh, it's believed to have to come from the character Nelson on The Simpsons.
Okay.
Hmm?
Wow.
Learn something new every day.
What? Like, you ever say a word and you're like, is that a bad word? Because you never heard it before.
What is it?
Etymology. Like, I'm like, is that like a bad word?
I think it's etymology.
Etymology.
It looks like etymology.
Thank you. I've never seen that word before, so please don't sue me for saying it wrong.
I was going to sue you.
The study of the origin of words and the way in which their meanings have changed throughout history. The origin of a word and the historical development of its meaning.
What's the etymology of etymology?
The etymology of the word. Ooh.
My head's spinning right now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm getting dizzy.
Whoa, man.
Zach made a lot of mistakes.
His date with Ariel was first, and it was, you know, very flirty, very steamy.
Yeah.
They were eating gross things, but still, like, kind of trying to be sexy about it, which, good for them, like, there's not really a lot of sexy things about eating bugs, but they really tried to make it sexy.
Would you guys eat a bug?
It's becoming more common now.
Oh, boy.
Crickets. No, people actually...
People do eat crickets.
Yeah.
Cooked crickets.
I would rather not.
With salt.
If it was just like, hey, try this, I think I would say no.
Like, on a date like that, I would.
If it was like on TV and it was on a date.
When I said yum, 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 you literally took an inch further away from me.
Oh, yeah, I was reactionary. I didn't even know I was doing it.
Yeah. So she was like, that was a weird sound.
I don't know what's going on with my left shoulder. No, I think I would. Like, on a date like that, I think that I would.
I think if I was on The Bachelor and was on a date like that, then yes. But if I was just, like, living my life and somebody was like, hey, you want to take a bite of this cricket? I'd be like, I'm good, thanks.
If Ariel were there, I would do it.
Yes. You know what I mean? So cool. How would you do it?
And
would
Ariel was also so, like, I feel like because she was so down.
Right, because like, that seems like a cool...
She was like, yeah, let's fucking eat some books.
Right, and I would be like, that definitely,
sure,
yeah. I'm in.
Sure.
I wanted to do this
and then
today.
He's like, and he sends her home.
And then
like,
you would go, yum, yum, yum. Do it.
Whatever Ariel thinks is cool, I'll do. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum. Oh, that was barely anything.
I did
yum,
it.
Yum, yum.
Yeah, he's into it. Noah went all the way in.
He did. Yeah. He was like, I'm going to go for that. How would you guys do it? Would you go full force or would you go leg by leg?
Oh,
I think I'm going full
force.
You have to go full.
Get it over with.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're like
fear factor,
taking bites
fear,
out of it.
Fear factor style.
You're ripping
just throw
off
it,
individual
it,
legs
yeah.
Being like, yeah.
Down the gullet.
Right leg.
Yeah, no.
Left leg.
You got to go full boat.
Toss it off.
I could be the, what's the word I'm looking for? Sound effect board for the podcast if you guys want me to.
The weird thing is that if you think about what you eat like from the ocean, I feel like it's not that different. Like there's some things that you eat that's not, has no stigma. Calamari. I feel like it's not that far off from like
yeah,
eating.
I agree with
I
that.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's,
they're, like throwing, just, they're throwing breadcrumbs on that though.
Squid.
I know,
yeah,
but
that is kind of wild.
That's kind of gross
to
too.
A slug. Slug, squid, yeah, same diff.
Yeah.
Like when you get a plate of calamari, the rings I will eat, the little baby
clams,
octopus.
When it looks like a...
It looks like a little octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
I'm
that's
like,
kind
that's
of
a,
gross.
I can't, I don't think I can do that. Even when it's deep fried, you know?
Put bread
oysters,
on
like all that stuff
it.
Is kind of like, if you think about it, it's like...
No, shellfish you lose me because like bugs...
I mean, I love it, but...
Can, like, you can pick up a bug and it's moving around in your hand and shit.
But if you
like
that,
a live bug.
But if you open a clam, it's like... Beating, right?
Yeah, the like, clam is like, oomps, oomps, oomps.
Like it's at an EDM concert.
I think maybe faces.
Don't
come
clams
into play
go like
there.
This?
Well, yeah, so octopus.
No,
lobster.
I know, but I said you're losing me with like the shellfish.
Yeah. I mean, lobsters are wild.
Yeah.
Crabs.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Those things are, you know.
I. When I'm eating a lobster,
stop,
I feel bad.
Trent's getting sick
really?
Of me.
When I'm taking an instrument and I'm cracking into it, I feel
a
little...
Those are tough. It's a workout.
No, I know. And I'll eat it. I
lobster's
end up doing it anyway.
You're a monster.
No, but don't you feel a little bit like...
Do you suck the legs from a lobster? The little legs?
I have, yeah.
Oh, I do it every time.
Like, I was in Louisiana, or I was in New Orleans last year. We did a crawfish boil. That takes a little bit to get into, but once you're into it, you're just like boom, boom, rip and eat. So
yeah.
I'll do it if it tastes good enough. I'll probably do it.
I just didn't like the ones that they were eating that were like the fat worm looking things.
Yeah,
like worms the larva.
Oh wow, well,
you
don't
know,
want a larva.
I don't want slimy. That's my thing.
That's what got me. Like the like
oysters are slimy though.
Yeah, they are. But I swallow it. I don't chew it.
Right, and it's more of just a cocktail sauce delivery system.
Yeah. Oh, you just pour some hot... I mean...
Like, I'll eat oysters. I like them, but I put cocktail sauce
on
it.
Yeah, you
put
cocktail sauce on anything.
Shrimp is also just an avenue for sauce.
They were eating this shit. And just... It's just a look thing for me.
Yeah, I don't like
the
word
larva is
unfortunate. And they look really comfy.
Snuggly little larva.
Yeah. It's a cute little snuggly little larva.
Crickets, I almost feel like, probably taste like chips, you know? Like a little salty.
I think I've had a cricket before.
Really?
Yeah, it's a salty. Yeah.
Salty treat?
Yeah.
That's what like toads eat. And...
Yeah.
Have you eaten
a lot of reptiles? Yeah. A lot of reptiles eat crickets.
What?
Have I done what?
Have you done what? Moving on.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say?
Oh, I said, have you eaten a booger?
I was a kid once, yeah. Oh,
no, I never did. That always grossed me out.
You didn't eat
even
a booger
when,
as a kid?
I mean, when
never.
You were like 3 years old, you don't even remember.
I never.
You
ate
didn't
boogers.
Eat your burgers.
I'd
eat
to be
my
completely
fucking
honest,
burger right
I don't think
now.
Any.
It off.
I don't think anybody can 100% say with certainty that they've never done that.
How about when
because
you?
Because what when you were a literal 2-year-old? You
so
don't
what
remember.
You were eating boogers when you were like 12.
Not when I was 12, but younger than that for sure.
Like when you knew
and if
this
you dared
is
me
wrong.
Right now
when
with
you,
a good amount of money,
it,
I'd eat it.
You were eating when you could be like, yeah, this is weird.
How
but
about
I'm gonna
this
eat my
though?
Burger.
When you've had it
when no one's around, it's like.
That's disgusting. Why would you do that?
When you've had a cold, when now or when you were a kid, when you do like that and it kind of brings
it
all
goes back,
down
your throat.
It's pretty much the same thing.
You're basically eating it.
No, there's something else about like putting a bat. No.
It's all in
the
same system.
The same
it's in you. It's in the same system.
But I don't want to like, it's disgusting.
When was the last time you ate a burger?
Tough stance on that. Only reason I remember when is because I was dared to in this office last year.
Okay.
What? And I ate it.
Okay.
But it was a dare. Just Devin.
Wasn't a content thing?
No.
You said it like it was in this office, like, yeah, there were cameras everywhere.
No, no. Just did it. It was just some after school banter.
Just a friendly dare.
Just a friendly dare.
On the playground.
Yeah, pretty much.
My friend dare me at recess to eat my booger.
That's what it was, okay? And I have not eaten them since. And I will not. I'm not openly being like, I eat my boogers. Okay,
so let's be that. I once drank, me and my brother drank pee. Out of a water bottle, but so it was mixed with other stuff.
You drink pee, but you won't eat
it. It was
a
more of like a.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The
stance you just took on the booger thing, you were like, that is disgusting.
I would still rather drink.
And then you just
you
said
drink,
you drank.
You would rather drink pee than eat a booger?
I think so.
Wait.
No,
all right.
You're an absolute psychopath.
And you said mixed with other stuff. What was that?
Like water. Like water. Like normal other
pee
stuff.
Pee
like,
and water?
Just like a little,
nice little cocktail?
Like a little bit of pee. Just to say that we did it. But I didn't want to really taste it. So, like, mixed with other stuff
Mountain
in a
Dew.
Bottle. Like,
and you were acting like this is more okay than eating a booger.
I know it's weirder because less people do that.
It's the same.
But I'd still rather.
Your argument about boogers are like it's coming out of you.
No, I know.
And you're putting it back in.
No, I did it one time just to be like, we did it. But, like, you guys are acting like it's like a thing people do.
I don't actively eat my boogers.
But people do.
But little kids eat their boogers.
Little kids eat their boogers.
Little kids eat their boogers.
Not
That's
adults.
Not a crazy
I know.
Stance.
And I'm just saying, as a kid, I was against that.
But as a kid, I was not against drinking my own urine.
One time.
Guys being dudes, you know?
Listen, because I could see the argument of trying to test your pee out because it is coming. In,
it's just
it's
more like a
you.
Dare. It's a dare. It was a dare.
Same. Been there.
You've probably eaten like 100 boogers.
When I was a kid, for sure. I was chomping on those salty treats.
Wow.
And you were having pea slushies. So like
pea cocktail.
Yeah.
Wow, that's probably over 10.
17.
This is a pea mixed drink.
Wow. What a conversation.
He's like, you ever just pour a little pee in your water?
What did you guys do? You guys peed into something and then mixed. Whose pee was it?
Was it your own pee or was it the pee mixed?
It was definitely like our own. We did our
We're
own.
We're going to have to put an actual trigger disclaimer on
this
segment.
People are going to be upset with this.
I didn't drink his pee,
cross,
no way.
And, but he
like, this
he
is
drank
disgusting.
Yours.
No,
We're
we just did our own.
You both did your own respective pees.
I'm pretty sure that's how it went. There's a chance that only he did it, but I think we both did it.
Were you under the influence of any substances?
No, I was a kid.
It
I
would
like
make so much more sense if you
12.
Said we were at a party once, we were fucked Same. Up, and we said, let's drink Same. Our pee! No,
I would have given that one a pass.
I would have been like, you know what? Fair enough.
You know,
I could see myself
like,
finding myself in that position.
You're bored, like, oh, what should we do? Like,
that's fine, but a 12-year-old got on a dare to eat a booger, that's where you draw the line?
It's just something about the booger is so much more disgusting to me.
I don't think you can be a guy who drank your own pee and be against boogers.
Yes, it's
you. I think you are. It's liquid versus like chewing.
Liquid? No. There's no chewing involved.
How big are your boogers? They're this big. They're
all
tiny.
All you gotta do is pop one in and swallow. It's like taking a pill.
Smaller than a jelly bean. Like it's
a waste. I mean, it's smaller than a speck
I'm
of dirt.
Yeah.
A booger is the size of one of these sprinkles.
Not,
yes.
There's sometimes big ones.
Look.
Oh my God, people are going to hate this.
People are going to hate this. We got to move on.
We've lost all of our fans.
Right. Now it's just us talking. Nobody's listening anymore. So whatever you guys want to get off your chest.
Yeah.
All right.
So that spoiler I heard.
I mean, good Lord, Noah.
It's okay. Like, listen.
Honestly, I was getting a little nauseous there. You talking about the boogers. Like,
oh my God, Noah.
Oh yeah. People are going to love to hear about you drinking your own pee.
I masked it with
okay.
Nope. Liquid.
No. Please. No more
water.
Excuses. No more excuses.
It might have been like soda or something. I can't remember. I can't remember.
Don't care. I do not care what you mixed it with. It was pee at its origin.
Wow.
Oh man,
guys, let's talk about sex now, huh?
Okay.
Perfect.
Great.
Zach didn't.
Some people like getting peed on.
Zach didn't have sex.
Well, you said that fast. That.
We may have found out some information about
Noah that we
didn't want to know today.
Don't. Like, that's not true.
Okay, well, I
mean, hey, no king shame.
No. Don't even, like, suggest that. I'm going to have to cut this out. I don't know. I don't want people thinking that. I don't want people thinking
that. Nobody thinks that. Nobody thinks that you like getting peed on. Okay. Or like,
I also can't believe
that nobody.
he drew the line at, like, I'm going to edit this out and he's going to keep in his story about drinking his own pee.
But me joking saying that he may like to pee on people or get peed on is a line we can't cross.
Can't cross it.
No,
I can say that never happened. To me, okay. Never happened. All right. The only time
we believe you.
Only time I've ever done anything weird with pee, me and my brother one time. That's it.
You really threw your brother under the bus on this one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, Jesus fucking Christ.
Holy shit.
Anyway.
It's not often where Trent is left speechless at things Noah says. You're usually...
I'm usually like, I'm with him. I'm on his
side.
But
it's not like I did this last week, you know?
That's fair.
We're not eating boogers last week either.
I'm not.
I mean, you just said you
I was dared last year. I was dared
that
last year.
That was a dare
year.
Last year. Was one time.
So mine was a dare too.
It was one time.
Mine
Mom.
Was a dare too.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm not judging you for doing it. I'm judging that you're judging me.
I'm about to drop the gavel and we're moving on from this.
I'm fine. Yeah,
okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Power up for springtime with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Get nutritious, chef-prepared meals delivered straight to your door, leaving you time and energy to tackle everything on your to-do list. Look and feel your best in time for warmer weather with calorie-smart meals around 550 calories or less. With Factor, skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy. They're prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians. Each meal has all the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long. Get Factor and enjoy clean eating without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. I just had a box delivered to my apartment. I tried a bunch of different ones. There was a veggie pasta, a chicken. There was a steak bowl, really, really yummy with a, you know, they all had different vegetables and super easy to do. Like, you can get it ready in 2 minutes, however you prefer to reheat something. I love that it's fresh, not frozen, and the deliveries are so easy to get. So head to factormeals.com/chicks50 and use code chicks50 to get $50 off your first box. That's code chicks50 at factormeals.com/chicks50 to get 50% off your first box. Zach doesn't have sex with Ariel. Mm-hmm. He stays strong. He goes on his date with Gabby. They have a lot of fun, but then Gabby kind of has like a little bit of an emotional moment. She's feeling very insecure. She's worried about being second. Zach does a terrible job comforting her, and then he kind of sort of redeems himself. And then they do their dinner, and he tells her about the rule. She's kind of like, ooh, we'll see about that one.
Yep.
And we find out that they did sleep together. The way Zach avoided using the term sex was incredible. He really played some just like word gymnastics with how many ways he tried to describe being intimate with someone in different ways. Gabby, on the other hand, upset that now he feels like he has to tell everyone, because he did tell Gabby, like, this happened, now I have to tell, like, the other girls, or at least Katie.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
So,
I do.
I do as well.
I feel bad for Gabby because she like is like, oh, I really wish that could be private.
Right.
Yes, I tweeted this. That
if he proposes to Katie, he's got to tell her.
Zach crossed Gabby's boundaries, his own boundaries, and Katie's boundaries.
Yeah.
Correct.
His own by breaking his own rule that he instilled on himself that nobody, I mean, besides, I guess, Sean Lowe tried to, like, put it on him. It's not Sean Lowe's fault.
Yeah, yeah.
But Zach tried to take that on his own. He didn't have to do that. He could have silently kept that message to himself, like, hey, you know, I'm going to try not to have sex with people. If I do, I do. But instead, he decided to tell people that, right, in which shot himself in the foot.
Right.
He crossed Gabby's boundaries.
You have to talk about sex now because you publicly talked about having a no-sex rule. If you just...
And you called it sex week. Yeah. Like, yes, you just, if you just went about your fantasy suites in a casual way and you ended up having sex, nobody's yelling at you. Nobody's getting mad. People understand what happens. None of the girls said, hey, don't have sex with anybody else. You put that on yourself.
Completely.
Cross Gabby's boundaries because Gabby thought it was going to be an intimate, private thing between the two of them. And he ends up talking about it on national television to everybody and also Katie. And cross Katie's boundaries because Katie didn't want to hear about it. Katie didn't want to hear about it. I think
Katie was torn too, because she was like,
of course.
I wish you didn't have to do this. I get why you're doing it, but like, we could have just gone with not telling me, and I would have assumed. Yeah.
There's so many different angles to look at this.
Yeah.
In the end, being honest is always the best policy. And what Zach did by being honest with Katie, if he is going to propose to Katie, is the best case scenario to go about this. Be honest and tell him. Oh. I think that it was obvious after he had sex with Gabby that, yes, you know, he said they very much enjoyed it and it was what they needed for their relationship. If he felt like Gabby was the one, he would go, you know what? Fuck it. I don't even have to tell Katie about this. I'm going to go on this date, basically end it with Kate because, you know, I had sex with Gabby and she's the one. I think what happened with Zach was he went, oh, man. Had sex, enjoyed it, thought it was great for our relationship, but I still want Katie. I still want to pursue. I still want to pursue Katie.
All right.
And so I.
But then you should have just had sex with Katie too and even it out.
At that point, I was like, you know what? I thought that was going to be the case. Yeah. I thought he was going to have sex with Katie as well.
And then send her home.
Yeah, but
this is the problem. It all just goes back to Zach making this rule. He had to talk about not having sex to the girls because he said on camera to Jesse Palmer, I'm not having sex. He can't say that knowing that it's going to be in the episode and then not tell any of the girls. And then the girls all watch this back and they go, you made a no sex rule?
All right. So if he had never made the no sex rule, is he still obligated to tell Katie that he had sex with Gabby?
No.
Okay.
If they get engaged and later on he discloses to her, I was intimate with other women.
Yes.
Fair enough. That's the person you're going to marry.
And like Katie said, she was like, I kind of assume this is this week. I know how this show works, where I think if he were to have proposed, like if he proposes to Katie, if that was the situation, he had sex with Gabby, proposed to Katie, and then like afterwards was like, came clean about everything that happened, I think she'd be like, you know what, it sucks to hear, but that's how that week works.
That's fantasy suites. You know what? Assumed you were having sex anyway. Yeah.
Right.
It's more the...
And honestly, and in that case, I think he also would have had to have sex with Katie also, because if he proposed to Katie and then was like, didn't have sex with her...
Right.
And told her after that he had sex with Gabby, she'd be like, what the fuck?
You don't, like, I think... If he had no rule and he had sex with Gabby, you don't start off your next date going, I had sex with Gabby. You just go on your next date because it is implied that you may have sex.
It's
dumb rule he made up for himself.
Exactly. We normally, let's go beep, 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 backtrack to like our normal conversations about fantasy suites pre-Clayton doing all this shit and now Zach. It's like we all fans just always assumed they all had sex.
Right.
And it's
every time.
They don't
every
always, time. But you assume they had sex and you don't wait for him to tell the next person that he had sex with the one before.
We only knew they didn't have sex and they said they didn't, but we just always assumed
But there's also part of me that, all right, he has this rule and then he ends up having sex with Gabby. To me at that point, there is no rule.
Yeah,
right. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure about the obligation to then tell Katie because she doesn't know about the rule.
No.
And at that point, there is no rule.
No, I know. And the way he had to tell her was like, I made this rule for myself and then I broke the rule.
And then I broke the
which
rule.
Which is like,
and
what,
now,
dude?
And now I'm going to then keep the rule for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I broke it for Gabby. But I still like you and I want to pursue you, but I'm going to keep the rule for you. That is why, and this was a hot take that I had that people are upset by, and I will explain it hopefully in a better way than I did on Cutting Stems. I'll try to talk it through in the best way possible. Because I don't think Gabby being insecure is not anything wrong. Like, you know, I've been there. Like, we've all been there. You feel insecure. It's a very shitty feeling. So I feel bad for Gabby in
and
that case.
And sex is definitely a way
and
to
sex,
make yourself feel more connected to someone.
Right. And sometimes, and this is the way I took it, is that sometimes people will put themselves in positions to have sex thinking it will make them feel better. And like you said, feel more connected and, you know, like, oh, this person's going to like me better if I have sex with them, you know? And sometimes not, that's not the case. So when I was watching, my theory was that because Gabby felt so insecure and kept saying that she was second place and she was picked second, that in her head and some of the comments she made being like, I'm not going to seduce him, wink, and maybe I'll get him to change his mind. Maybe she was thinking in her head, if I, you know, get to have sex with Zach, maybe he'll be like, wow, that sex was amazing. Mm-hmm. She's the one. That's just a theory I had. And I'm not saying that Gabby like took advantage of Zach because Zach partook in it and he wanted to do it. But I think that Gabby may have pushed for it a little bit more than the other girls did. And, you know, somebody's like, oh, have sex, you know. I think that, and people hate this argument when you say if the roles were reversed, but sometimes it has to be said that if a bachelorette was like, I'm making a no sex rule, like for Hannah Brown, for instance, she didn't want to have sex with Tyler C because she said the physical attraction was already there. If Tyler C then looked at the camera and said, ha, I'm going to get her to change that, like, you know, people would be like, man, that's pretty creepy. Even if she ended up having sex with him anyway, people would be like, did she feel forced? Did she feel guilted into it? Maybe she wanted to. And I think Zach did want to. He was very clear after that he wanted to, and he thought that it was good for their relationship. But I think that Gabby pushed it a little bit more than the other girls did. With that being said, yes, he partook in it, and he stated after he wanted to. I want that to be clear. I'm not saying Zach was held against his will. Like, it takes two. Right. He did it. I just think that we saw how insecure she was, and she thought, you know, if I have sex, it'll secure my spot. And now we are seeing that's not necessarily the case. And I think that Gabby's going to end up more hurt and upset than she originally was. This is nothing against Gabby as a person being insecure, because, like I said, we've all been there. It's a really shitty feeling to feel like you need to make up for it in different ways. And, you know, I'm just like, just an outsider perspective of like maybe what could have happened. Once again, I know it takes two to tango. People are like, it takes two. Yes.
No, none of us were in the room with them, so we don't know what happened.
It would be an interesting question for after the final rose. Like, what was this? Like, what was the situation? Like, what was everybody feeling when you were going through it? Like,
why did you break that rule for yourself, for Gabby, and not the other two? What happened
it's interesting.
There? I think it's an interesting, just playing devil's advocate, really, just, hey, what if this was the case? And like, he wanted to do it, and I just think that there were comments being made by Gabby before that insinuated that she was going to try to get him to break that rule.
And I also think...
And he broke it. That's on him.
Yeah. I also think that for at least Gabby... I mean, Ariel kind of had a little bit of the same reaction, too, but, like, with Gabby, it's... And I'd be in the same position as them. I'd have the same thinking, like... Regardless of if that, I would want to know, like, where is the root of that rule coming from?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, are you making that rule because you don't want to upset anybody? Is it really because of you? Is it like your own moral? Like, where is it coming from? Because if it's like coming from a place of fear, which I kind of think a little bit it was, of like, making girls upset or like having big drama happen or like getting too messy or like, you know, he wanted to be trying to be respectful or what, you know, whatever he said about it. But like in private, to be like, where is the root of that rule coming from? Because if you plan on proposing or like if I am going to say yes to a proposal in 3 days, like, we kind of have to have sex, you know, like, because I think a lot of those girls could feel that way. I would feel the same way if I was in that position. I'd be like, look, like,
I think Gabby kind of said
that. Why did you make this rule? And if it's something that we can talk about, I'd love to talk about it, because if you do feel like our connection is really strong, if I'm to say yes to a proposal, I don't think I can do that not knowing if we have any sexual chemistry or not.
And I, like you said, I think like that comes into play with not knowing what happened in that fantasy suite, which I want to be clear, I'm aware of. Like, you don't know the conversation that happened between Gabby and Zach. Maybe Gabby did express that, which good for her if she did. If she said, hey, I don't know if I can get proposed to somebody I don't have sex with. Yeah. And Zach goes, you know what? If this is going to help you know and it's going to help me know, then let's do it. Mm-hmm. Then that's fine. I just think because we don't know what happened, then it raises all the questions of like, why did he break that rule? When they're probably, he wanted to, and he did it.
This would also should have never come made the down rule. To them just being like steamy in the bed. Like, you 100%. Know, like, there could have been no conversation had. It could have, like, that, like, it could have just been
they
like,
they could have just been really turned on.
Been, like, really into it, and they're like, fuck it, we're having sex.
Right. Well, that's that happens. They're just like, fuck it, we're going to do it.
I think that was probably going to happen with Ariel, but his speech about, like, I don't want to have sex, like, just ruins everything.
Totally.
Where she was just like, okay.
Yeah.
I guess we're not going to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if we were. But now that I know we're not, the moment is completely gone anyway.
And talk about just like, and I feel like Ariel did feel like that too. Like, and I think probably, you know, I'm sure Gabby did as well in the moment. Just talk about a fucking lady boner killer. Like, to just, like, you're feeling the chemistry, you're feeling it, you're excited for the night. And he's like, just want to get out ahead of this one. No sex. You'd be like,
cool. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, and then you don't want to be weird.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be like, like that is where I think where the thing with Gabby
I think that's
came
why
in.
The girls reacted like, what the fuck?
That, but it's also like when you start being like, I'm going to get you to change. It starts coming across like, all right, well, I think I would just be totally turned off in general and be like, I'm not even going to try with this guy because I'm so turned off in general.
It's also like a little presumptuous, but it's kind of like that's kind of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I would be, you bring up a good point. Like, I'd be curious to know because he never said where it came from.
Yeah.
He was just like, no sex. And he did kind of say it complicates things.
Yeah, he's like, it complicates things, trying, and it does, but like.
But you're in a complicated situation where you're going to be engaged to one of these women in a couple days.
Yeah.
And it is important, and it seemed important to at least a couple of the women being like.
And think about like the regrets.
He should have just never made the rule.
No, I know.
All this falls on him. He should have never made the rule.
Think about the regrets he would have too. Like, if he, I mean, we'll see what happens post, but if he really followed the rule and did not have sex with any of the women and then proposed to one of them and was like, then they do have sex and it's like, God, that was not what I thought it was going to be. The sexual chemistry is not there. And then you're like, well, shit, like, would the sexual chemistry have been there with
he's going to want to test out the other ones.
So
I just think it was just a dumb rule by him.
Yeah.
And
this
of
is
course
not real life. This is a fucked up situation regardless. And what, like, there's no right way to go about, like, dating three girls and, like, having sex with all
if
them.
If he was a virgin, this would be a different story.
Completely.
But I don't think this is faith-based.
No, all right. If this was like, I want to wait for marriage type thing,
I think
like,
this
sure,
was
I
just a whole, I'm trying to be a good guy based.
Yeah.
And when you try so hard to come across as a good guy, sometimes you're like, you're not that great of a guy.
Right.
You could just be a good guy who likes sex. It's not bad to like sex and want to have sex with the girls that you might get proposed
to. In this environment, if you do try, like, it is very hard, obviously, but in this environment, if you are try and be as respectful as you can, knowing that like you are being intimate with all the women, I think people would understand that because that's how it's been.
Right. I always get tweets during this week of the season of like people like, but it's pretty crazy that a guy's going to propose to a woman while also potentially having sex with all three women. And it's just, that's the show.
It's also crazy to get proposed to somebody you never had sex with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion.
No, absolutely. That's why it's like when you go from both sides, it's like, well, there's, it's crazy the situation that they're all put in. But
once again, when it's not faith-based, it's just based off trying to be a good person.
Right, right. Exactly.
Like, and if you have your own beliefs and you don't want to have sex before marriage, whatever, that's one thing.
But
if you are just doing this, trying to be a good guy, it's not the way to do it.
Which I think it's fine, but then when you end up having sex with one of them,
totally.
It's all fucked up.
Yeah, you can't make, that's the thing, don't make the rule and break it. Make the rule, stick by it.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't.
For whatever reason you make the rule for, fine. And if you follow through, then it's like, all right, I respect that. But if you make this rule and you're like, I'm not having sex because, you know, I don't want to complicate things, and then you have sex, you have no ground to stand on.
Yeah, it was hard to respect you after you make a rule that you break.
Yeah, it was like, a lot of. Like,
right away.
Like, you're like, okay.
A lot of selfishness from Zach throughout all of this because he really just kind of was like looking out for himself
mm-hmm.
throughout this whole situation. It's like, okay, I'm making this rule because it's going to help me, because I don't want like the drama of sleeping with multiple women or having to tell people, like, I don't want that. Then at breaking the rule and then being like, well, now to make myself feel better,
I have to tell Katie
and still kind of go about that in, like, you know, a so way weird. That was
he
like,
he seems like a pretty selfish person. And it throughout the entire journey has been all about, this is about me. Yeah. I'm the bachelor. I don't care that you had COVID during your big sales week. Like, yeah. I have COVID during one of the biggest weeks of my life.
Yeah.
When Gabby was like, I'm feeling really insecure. Horrible at comforting a woman who feels insecure. Yeah. He was like, I have my insecurities too. It's like, all right, we know you have your insecurities too, and that's completely okay and very sad. But at the same time, it's about Gabby's explaining something about herself right now. Try to be compassionate about what she's saying about herself without bringing yourself up for a second. Like, everything has been about him.
Yeah.
And yeah, we get it. He's the bachelor, but these girls are also on this journey too. So, like, you gotta be.
Sometimes it's hard, though. I'll give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt on the, like, I do think sometimes people do not know how to listen, not properly, but it's the only way they know how to relate to someone is to
talk about themselves, right?
And it's like, I'm not trying to, like, take away from what you're saying. I'm just trying to be like, oh, like, same, but because they don't know what else to say. And I don't know. Gabby did seem like they had a good conversation, so maybe some stuff was cut. Maybe we don't see everything, because after they were on the beach, Gabby was very like, he made me feel loved and seen and everything. So unless she's really truly living in La La Land with him, maybe there was something else there. But I like telling Katie did come from like a, well, now I need to make myself feel better about what I did, and I have to tell Katie.
He's like, I gotta tell her immediately. He's like, I'm not gonna, this day's not gonna go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now. That was selfish.
When it should come from a place of genuine, like, if we're gonna have a relationship, we need to have an open honesty policy.
No, he's like, I broke my own rule.
Yeah, he's like,
I made a rule, I broke it.
Like a selfish guy.
Such a weird, put yourself in Katie's shoes there, you're like, what is this dude talking about?
Yeah. Sometimes I just like think that Zach got all this hype for being emotionally mature and like all these things, when I don't know how much of that is the case. Like, he's still, sometimes I see it and then sometimes I'm like, he's still like a 26-year-old guy, like trying to just be more mature than he is.
Is that how old he is?
Yes.
Just because he has a really deep voice doesn't mean
he's, yeah, he's like, fucking 26.
Wow. Okay, that's young.
Flies under the radar a little bit.
Kept saying he's really emotional. I'm not really picking up on the really emotional part.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm not looking at him like a really emotional guy.
Yeah, that sucked for Katie. I'm glad Katie, I guess, is kind of dealing with it. I don't know what, they'll obviously have more conversations about it next week for the finale, but he did send Ariel home. They had an extremely mature departure. Maybe one of the most mature breakups ever on this show.
Especially this far along.
Yeah,
right.
At this point. She's an absolute queen. I think she's so cool.
The best.
And Gabby and Katie have an interaction where it is hard. Now, I've watched this scene because I saw some comments of people being like, did Katie really say that? Because you can't really see words coming out of her mouth, which I found to be very interesting because it's something that the Bachelor producers have done before. And I watched it back multiple times.
Okay.
And it does sound like she's kind of talking like this. Yeah. Like, you know, she's not really, she doesn't really have her lips moving. But, and like the words came up on the screen, but I feel like, and then I watched it further and it did seem like Gabby made the, I feel like I have a scarlet letter on my chest, like scarlet on my chest. And Katie's like, no, you're fine. So I don't know if like there was something else that initiated it, but that like, oh no, it's okay. And like the scar, like that seemed like to come out of their mouths. But the line that was like, I know you were the only one. It wasn't like, I know you were the only one. It was like, I know you were the only one. Like, it just seemed like maybe it didn't fully, I don't know. If she did, I wouldn't be surprised if she did say that in that moment, but it just felt like kind of like, ooh.
Maybe it wasn't as like, I know you were the only one. Maybe it was I know you're the only one.
I didn't take it initially as like a mean thing, more just like a, I gotta be honest, I know.
Just like I'm aware. Like,
I'm aware of what happened, and I'm letting you know I didn't type of thing. Or just like, you're both standing there. It's awkward. You just be like, I know you were the only
one. Like, I wanted to be like, I know you were the only one.
Yeah.
But it might not have been
in my mind, though, like, I just wouldn't say anything. Because Katie does know, like, she's the only one that knows this, you know? It's like, why? I don't really see any, where is the value in telling Gabby, like, besides trying to make Gabby feel some type of way?
Right.
Sometimes people just don't have filters.
Yeah.
She also might have said it, and then, like you were saying, she was like, no, it's okay. Like, she might have not meant it in the way that Gabby took it.
Yeah.
Where she was like, no, I was just saying,
now
like, I know.
I feel like I'm like fucking the girl who had sex, like, is written on my forehead.
Right. And we had heard that they're friends, the two of them?
They're
apparently best friends.
They're apparently really close friends.
Okay.
So, I don't know. The producers love to feed off of the insecurities that people have at this stage and make it their entire personality when I'm sure they're talking about other stuff, but they love to do the like, oh, here's the confident one, and then here's the one that's upset and crying and like doesn't know, you know, that they that's Tales All the Time, is that they've done that so many
times. I think they
seasons.
Both seem pretty great.
I do too.
I like both Gabby and Katie.
I do
a lot.
Too. And that's what I said, like we were saying with Gabby, that is really hard, and now you've actually made it to the end and your whole brain is consumed by like, am I gonna get picked over this girl?
This is why I say, we always say we would never be able to be on this fucking show, because of course you're gonna feel insecure when you're being put up, or if you know, being against all these women, it's coming down. Like, I don't blame Gabby for feeling the way she does.
No.
At all.
No.
So it's just unfortunate. It's also unfortunate that Zach, knowing the way that Gabby felt, insecure, if he's so emotionally intelligent, he could have not had sex with her knowing how insecure she was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, all right, I really want to have sex with her, but I'm not going to do it because this may really upset her in the end if I don't pick her, you know? But clearly, the clouded, you know? things got spicy in there, clearly.
Things took
but
over.
But that's why I feel bad.
Animalistic side.
Animalistic desire.
Jesse
was hey, like, man. It's going to be tough, man.
It's going to be tough, dude. Came from a good place, though.
Animalistic desire.
Jesse.
Yeah, I think this is just all on Zach. Trying to be good guy Zach, trying to be emotionally intelligent Zach, and then realizing like, hey, maybe I don't have it all figured out. I thought too ahead of everything, and now look at this. But it's clearly fine, though. Like, Katie's not mad at him.
She seems
Gabby's
like,
just going to be very upset if she's not the one chosen.
And I think Katie's probably going to win.
And I think so too.
I think so too. Yeah. And I think we're going to see more of Gabby potentially being upset that he shared that.
That part I still don't agree with. Even with the rule, like, I don't understand why, really.
Why Zach would share it, or why Gabby's upset.
No, I get why Gabby would be upset.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand he feels obligated to tell Katie that he broke his own rule. It's weird to me.
I see both
sides.
I
weirdly kind of see both on that, too.
I see both sides of it. It's very down the middle for me. I could see both arguments to be made. I can also see both arguments to be made for Gabby. Like, she thought it was a private, intimate thing. There's no cameras on for a reason. But then you also remember you are on a national television show where most things end up being revealed.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
and people love to talk about what happens.
And they love to pry and go, did you guys have sex? We're those people.
Yeah.
So I'm
so and it's also just like, you know, back and forth on that. You know, this guy just made a public declaration of not having sex.
Yeah.
Like,
he also told Gabby he was.
Like, to expect him to just like keep it a secret?
He told Gabby he was falling in love with her, which we didn't touch on.
He did.
Kissed her, then went and told Katie that he had sex with her, and then had a fantastic date with Katie, it seems. So, I don't know.
It's a mess.
I know. I'm actually like worried about it. I feel like this is just gearing up for a disaster for Gabby.
Yep.
I think it's. I think Gabby's going to end up way more hurt than she initially had planned.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm really interested in seeing what happens next week because I know a major spoiler and I have no idea if they're going to fucking show it or not. I don't.
I would just, we started to record 30 minutes, maybe more, later than we
way longer it felt
started
like.
Because
I have all the footage. It was recorded.
Rhea, oh great. Rhea has gotten a DM about a spoiler of something that's happened post-show. And I don't want to know what it is.
Nope.
Because we want to have a pure reaction if it is shown, but now Rhea's worried about if it will be addressed or not. And if it is not addressed, it's okay. But if it is addressed, she wants the credit for knowing before everybody else.
Yeah, a monster has been created because I want the credit.
She wants the credit for knowing that
going to happen. Yeah. But I also don't want to tell. I was thinking about making a video and saying, spoiler, 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 a million times before I end up telling what it is. But people will still probably be mad at that. Then I'm also like, is this not going to fucking be shown? And then I'm going to tell everybody after, obviously. Well, if it's not shown, I will unleash the information.
We also talked about how it's a live after show. And if they're currently not planning to talk about it because they don't know about it, Rhea has the power to put that into their brains and be like, oh, we found this out. We're now going to talk about it on the live after show.
Right. Rhea's that's what I'm struggling with.
Rhea's going to tweet this. She's going to make a video. She's going to tweet the video 80 times at Jesse Palmer over and over.
He would see it.
He would see it.
I am going to try my darnest. If I don't think it's headed in the direction I think it is and they're not going to fucking address what I know or what I think I know, I have no idea if this is true.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm like 90% believing it. I'm 90%.
90 is high. I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what it is, but I know the like source connection and like anything that's more than 2 degrees of separation makes me a little skeptical.
I agree.
I want to be hearing it from the horse's mouth.
Right. You 90% believe something that could be 0%
true. Do you want me to DM
true.
The person? You guys want me to like go straight to the source?
Yeah. That's what spoiler people do.
Should I go straight to the
source?
You want
to become a spoiler person? They go straight to the source.
I'm thinking about going straight to the source. Fuck it. Why not? I don't think they'll tell me.
Doesn't hurt to try.
I don't know. We don't know who the person is.
We don't know.
I know.
Exactly. I'm like telling you. I'm like, go. Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody else. I talked about it on Cutting Stems, and I got a ton of messages from girls wanting to know, and I've just been copying and pasting it to all of them. So they've probably told.
They're going to get credit.
That's what I'm afraid of. I want the credit. And if I'm wrong, I don't want the credit.
That's life.
Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, I think I'm going to go straight to the source.
Do it.
Time to go.
We'll see what happens.
Should I DM the source right now?
DM the source.
Let's craft the message. You guys don't even know what I'm even talking about.
No. We can't help you craft the message. Right. We don't know what it is.
Right. It's like,
this is your own move.
Can I eat that donut?
Of course. Sarah, Noah, do you guys think I should DM the source?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
All right.
It's
now just to be I'm just gonna ask, you're going straight to somebody that was on the show.
I don't want to reveal anything because then I'm spoiling some of it.
Okay.
How's that donut?
It's very good.
All right, let's wrap this up.
That's it. That's it for The Bachelor. We'll be back for the finale next week. With a very special guest.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Make sure you guys are subscribing on YouTube. Thank you to all the people who have been subscribing. We're seeing those numbers go up, and we appreciate it so much. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you on Friday. No.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.